Then they left Earth again for some thousands of years, and the primitive prehumans lived together with us without major problems. They were just afraid of our aircraft and technology. The Elogium had taught their mind and enhanced their brain and their body structure, and they were now able to use tools and fire. The Elogium returned within 23,000 years 7 times and accelerated the evolution speed of certain of your kind. You must understand that you are not the first human civilization on the planet. The first advanced humans, who lived at the same time with less developed pre-humans, because the Elogium had experimented with different speeds and stages of evolution, with technology and speech existed around 700,000 years ago on this planet. Your scientists have not understand this, because they've found only the bones of the pre-humans and some primitive cave drawings showing advanced humans and flying devices. This genetically advanced human breed lived together with us, but they avoided contact with my kind, because the Elogium teachers had warned them with misleading purpose that we are evil beings and that we lie to them. Well, after some centuries the aliens decided to extinct their first creation, and they accelerated the evolution of a second and better test series, and so on and so on. The truth is that your modern human civilization is not the first on this planet Earth, but already the 7th. The buildings of the first breeds are lost, but the 5th civilization was the one which built the large triangular constructions you call Egyptian pyramids today. Around 75,000 years ago, your Egyptians just found that large ancient pyramids in the sand and tried not very successful to build similar constructions, and the 6th civilization was the one which built the cities which ruins you can find today beneath the sea in the so-called Bimini area around 16,000 years ago. The last creation of the 7th breed of your series was done just 8,500 years ago, and this is the only creation you can remember and to which your religious writings refer. You rely on archaeological and paleontological artifacts which show you a wrong and short past, but how should you know anything about the 6 civilizations before? And if you find evidence for their existence, you deny and misinterpret the facts. This is partly a programming of your mind and partly pure ignorance. I will tell you in the following only about your creations, because the 6 previous mankinds are lost and therefore they should not concern you. There was a long war between us and the Elogium, and also between certain groups of the Elogium themselves, because many of them were the opinion that the again and again creation of human species on this planet makes no real sense. The last battles in this war were fought around 5,000 years ago in orbit and surface. The aliens used powerful sonic weapons to destroy our underground cities, but on the other hand we were able to destroy many of their surface installations and bases in space. The humans of your series were very frightened when they observed our battles, and they wrote it down in form of religious myths. Their mind was not able to understand what was really going on. The Elogium, who appeared as gods for the 6th and 7th breed, told them that it is a war between good and evil, and that they are the good and we are the evil race. This depends certainly on the point of view. It was our planet before they arrived and before they started their evolution project with your kind. In my opinion, it was our right to fight for our planet. It was exactly 4,943 years ago, according to your time scale, that the Elogium left the planet again for unknown reasons. This is a very important date for us, because many of our historians called it a victory. Fact is that we don't know what had really happened. The Elogium were gone from one day to another. They vanished without a trace together with their ships, and we found most of their surface installations destroyed by them. The humans were on their own and your civilization developed. Many of us were in contact with certain, more southern, tribes of your species in the coming centuries, and we were able to convince some of them that we are not the evil the aliens wanted them to believe. During the time from 4,900 years ago to today, many other alien species arrived the planet. Some of them used the old teaching and programming of your mind and played again God for you, but the Elogium themselves never came back. They had left the planet for a duration of some thousand years also earlier. So we expect their return one day in future to end their project or to maybe extinct also the 7th breed, But we don't really know what have happened to them. To answer this question of you in advance, your current civilization doesn't know anything about your real origin, about your real past, about your real world and universe, and you know very little about us and our past. And you know nothing about the things to come in near future. As long as you will not understand and believe my words, I tell you the truth, because we are not your enemy. As long there is danger for your species, your enemies are already here and you have not understood. Open your eyes or you will be in big trouble soon. If you haven't believed anything of the things I've told you before, then you should really believe and remember this. Question: why do you think I don't believe you? Answer: I have a certain feeling that you don't believe me, despite the fact that I'm sitting here in front of you. Everything I have told you in the last 2 hours is the absolute truth about our world. Question: how many alien species are active on Earth at the moment? Answer: as far as we know, 14 species. 11 from this universe, 2 from another bubble, and 1 very advanced from a very different plane. Don't ask me for names, because nearly all are not pronounceable for you. 8 of them are not pronounceable even for us. Most of the species, especially the more advanced, are just studying you as animals, and they are not very dangerous for you and for us, and we work together with some of them, but 3 species are hostile, including the one which was in contact with some of your governments and exchanged their technology for copper and other important things, and which had betrayed your kind. There was and is a cold war between 2 of these hostile races during the last 73 years, and the 3rd species seemed to be the winner in this useless struggle. We expect a more hot war between them and you in the near future, I would say in the next 10 or 20 years, and we are worried about that development. In the last time, there were some rumors about a new, 15th species which had arrived on Earth just 3 or 4 years ago, but we don't know anything about their intentions and we were not in contact with them till now. Maybe the rumors are wrong. Question: what do the hostile alien races want? Answer: various raw materials, including copper for their technology, your water, or better the hydrogen in your water, which is a source of energy in advanced fusion processes, and certain chemical elements in your air. Furthermore, 2 of the species are also interested in your body, in your human tissue and blood, because their own genetic structure is defect through bad evolution and radiation, as far as we know. And they need intact strings from your kind and from animals to repair their own genetic again and again, but they are not really able to repair the defects completely because their DNA and your DNA is not fully compatible. My own species is absolutely incompatible with them, so they are not very interested in us, and they try to make more compatible crossbreeds between you and them by use of artificial fertilizations and artificial wombs. We suppose that the coming war between the 3 races, or between you and one or all of them, will be fought for raw material, hydrogen, air and DNA. Question: is this the reason for the abductions? Answer: partly, especially when the aliens took egg and sperm samples from you. Sometimes the abductors belong to another and more advanced race, and they just want to study your body and your mind, which is more interesting for some of them than your solid body, as you would study a primitive animal. As I have said, 3 alien species are hostile, and this means that they do not care for your fate or for your life, and people who were abducted by them came very rarely back alive. If someone is able to report about an abduction, it means, in my opinion, that he or she has not met one of the aggressive species, or that he or she is a very, very lucky human to be alive. Advanced and friendly races also took sometimes egg and sperm samples, but for other reasons. Question: you've said there are only 14 species active on Earth. But why describe people who saw alien beings so many different and bizarre types of them? Answer: I think I have already answered to this question. As I have said, most of the alien races have much more advanced mind abilities than you or even me. There is just one alien race completely without such abilities. They are able to appear in your mind and memory as whatever they want, and this induced image has nothing to do with their real appearance. You remember them as normal humans or grey dwarfs or even extremely bizarre animals because they want you to remember that, or sometimes they want you to completely forget anything about a meeting with them. Another example, you can for example remember that you were just in a normal of your human hospitals and that some doctors were examining you and you think not further about what have happened to you, maybe till you discover that there is no hospital in the street where you supposed it, but in fact you were examined by them in one of their laboratories. You can't rely on your mind in this case. They appear in different shapes to you to confuse you and to make so-called abduction witnesses who are able to remember the events, or who believe they are able to remember, ridiculous in the public, and as far as we know, they are successful. Believe me, there are only 14 alien species on this planet and only 8 of them abduct humans at the moment, again as far as we know. In addition, not every one of your abductees is one, and some of the aliens in their reports are really just imagination or lies. Answer: how can we protect us against this influence on our mind? Question: I don't know. I doubt you can, because your mind is like an open book to read and write for nearly every species I know. This is partly the guilty of the Elogium themselves, because they had constructed, or better misconstructed, partly intentionally, your mind and your consciousness without real protection mechanisms. If you are aware that someone tries to manipulate your mind, you can only concentrate on that suspicion and try to analyze every one of your thoughts and memories. Very important, don't close your eyes. This would lead to a different form of brain waves, which are more easy to access, and don't sit or lay down to rest. If you stay awake during the first minutes, you can maybe try to filter the other thoughts and waves in your brain, and the inducer will give up after some minutes if he or she is not successful, because it will start to hurt his or her own brain. This is very difficult and certainly painful, and it can harm you, so better don't try to resist, but it would be the only possibility you have. However, you can try this only with the more weaker species, not with the strong. Question: what do you mean with one species comes from a very different plane? Answer: before I can explain that correctly to you, you must be able to understand the universe, and this would mean a maybe useless teaching of your mind, including the remove of some barriers, of many weeks, and with teaching I mean not only teaching by words. I have said this with your word plane or level because you have again no better word in your vocabulary, and dimension would be in this case absolutely wrong. It's rather wrong even for another bubble, because a dimension can't exist without planes. If you would be a species living in another or over the plane, and if you would be furthermore able to enter planes without technology so that your body is not made of that kind of matter, you know, then you would be the mightiest being you can imagine. This very advanced race I've mentioned had developed outside of here, and they've evolved in fact over billions of years. They would be able to destroy all of you and us and everything with just a single thought. We were in contact with them only 3 times in our whole history, because their interest in your planet is different from that of all other races. They are definitely no danger for you or us. Question: what will happen when the war begins? Answer: this is difficult to answer. It depends on the enemy race and on their tactic. War is not always that primitive thing you humans mean with the word. War can be fought on various levels. One possibility they have is the destruction of your social system by influence on political leaders. Another is the use of advanced weapon systems, which can cause earthquakes or volcanic eruptions or other disasters, including weather disasters, which may seem natural to you. The special fields from copper fusion I've mentioned earlier are able to have an influence on your global weather.